the next cap is destined to be nearly decimated for countries like Ireland, where they're expecting the national governments to jump up a lot of the money. So the likelihood of that happening in the times of wind is very unlikely. Of course, the biggest thing today is the Mercosur trade agreement. As of yet, Ursula von der Leyen is planning to go out to Brazil to sign a bad deal for Europe and in Ireland in particular. It's basically a trade-off for BMWs against beef. And, you know, the beef that we know came in there to Europe recently and it's coming in for years. It's not to standards of European standards at all, and it's not fit for purpose, and it shouldn't be allowed. The biggest problem with that is people's health, antimicrobial resistance from this hormone-fed and treated beef. It shouldn't be allowed, and it cannot be allowed. So hopefully our government will row in with France and Italy and other countries that are opposing the deal and at least stall it until we get some sort of a compromise on it, but it cannot be allowed.
Would it be right in saying here that farmers are probably at the end of their tether?
Well, it's a constant push and pressure against farming for the last 10 or 15 years. And like it has come to the stage where the food security of Europe is at stake. That's what has driven prices in the last year or so. And with the demise of the herd in Europe and in Ireland, like on all fronts, it's not sustainable for populations we have and expect in the future. So, it's time to make a big cry out for, whatever is happening. They're at the end of their tether with the whole lot of it. There's no choice in doing this. Like, IFA as the lead representative organization in Ireland, like is here, for this protest in Europe. And hopefully over tens of thousands of people will turn up with their tractors. I believe they're going to be kept back from the main buildings in Brussels, but they'll be there and they have to be heard and they will be heard, hopefully, because we cannot allow this dictatorship in ways to rule our lives in Europe while, trade deals, which maybe have benefited one or two countries, certainly will destroy agricultural.
Final question, Michael. Do you expect many people and many farmers to travel over from the northwest now for this particular protest that's taking place later today?
Yes, there will be some. There'll be representatives from all farming organisations and, we'll be there from IFA and Francie is already there. He has sailed across the English Channel. He's in Flanders meeting up with farmers himself. Tom, young lad, 11-year-old, what an experience for him at his young age to see where the thing is at. And his wife, Kay, and Henry Burns, police chairman. So they're meeting up with farmers in France at the moment and flying and driving across tractors to Brussels. The week of Christmas, these things don't be done easily, but it's very important that the message has got to the bureaucrats in Europe that we have enough of this nonsense and we have to be represented in a meaningful way to sustain farming.